Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. This time, we're diving deep into the world of the metaverse, augmented reality, virtual reality, mixed reality, and even Web3. Basically, it's all the exciting tech that's reshaping how we do business.
You got it. And it's really not just about, you know, understanding what these technologies are. It's about really seeing the possibilities that they unlock for businesses like yours.
Yeah. For sure.
So think of this deep dive as a crash course on how to leverage the future for, you know, a competitive edge.
Okay. I like that. A crash course in the future. But first, let's break down this digital frontier because there's a lot here. Let's start with the metaverse. I hear it described a lot as a 3D internet, which sounds cool and all, but what does that even mean? Like, what does that mean for business?
Okay. Well, imagine a persistent virtual world, right, where your customers can actually experience your products firsthand. Where you can collaborate with colleagues from anywhere in the world in real time, and where the lines between physical and digital experiences just kind of start to blur. That's the potential of the metaverse.
It does sound pretty amazing, and this isn't just some far-off, you know, sci-fi concept. From my research, companies are already using these technologies in some really interesting ways. I mean, we've got car manufacturers designing and prototyping vehicles in virtual reality. Retailers are using augmented reality to offer virtual try-ons so people can see how clothes look on them. And even training programs are becoming way more immersive and engaging than ever before, all thanks to VR simulations.
Yeah, and what's really interesting is that each of these technologies has its own unique role to play. Like augmented reality, or AR as we call it, it overlays digital information onto the real world. Think about those apps that let you visualize furniture in your living room before you buy it, or those See My Fit tools that help you find the perfect size clothes when you're shopping online. It's all about making the whole customer experience better and really boosting confidence in buying decisions.
It makes a ton of sense. And then you've got virtual reality, or VR, which creates these totally immersive digital environments. And this is where we see companies like Mercedes, Volvo, Hyundai. Mm-hmm. They're using VR to train employees. They're doing design reviews and even prototyping new cars, all within a virtual space.
Right. It's incredible.
I mean, not only does this save a ton of time and money, it also minimizes risk by allowing for experimentation and training in, like, you know, a hazardous situation, but in a totally safe environment.
Absolutely. And it's remarkable to see that something like 80% of car companies have already adopted VR in some way. They're even ditching those super expensive clay models and opting for virtual prototypes, which are not only more cost effective to produce, but also allow for quicker design changes and real-time collaboration across different teams.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. Yeah. And the applications go way beyond just the automotive industry. Let's read about Volkswagen and how they've used VR to train over 10,000 employees.
Wow.
So think about the potential for onboarding new hires. You know, upskilling your workforce, or even conducting safety training in high-risk environments, all within a virtual world that's engaging and cost-effective.
Absolutely. And this is actually where we start to see this convergence between the metaverse and another game-changing technology, Web3.
Okay, let's dive into Web3, because I know this can be a bit confusing for people. What exactly is the connection to the metaverse? And maybe more importantly, what does it mean for businesses?
Okay, so Web3 builds on blockchain technology and introduces concepts like decentralization, NFTs, and cryptocurrencies. And this opens up all these new avenues for businesses to operate within the metaverse. You can think about hosting virtual events that are accessible to a global audience, creating and selling digital assets like virtual real estate or unique in-game items, and even building entirely new business models based on these decentralized platforms.
I mean, the possibilities are pretty mind-boggling, especially when you consider Gartner's prediction that by 2030, 25% of the global population will be spending at least an hour a day in the metaverse. Mm. That's an insane amount of people, and it translates to something like $800 billion in revenue.
Yeah, it really is a rapidly evolving landscape, and it has massive potential. And the businesses that understand how to use these technologies, they're going to have a huge advantage.
Absolutely. And so for our listeners out there who are thinking, okay, this all sounds cool, but where do I even start?
Yeah.
What would you say is like a good first step for businesses to explore these opportunities?
Well, a great place to start is to identify areas within your own business where these technologies could solve a problem or unlock a new opportunity. Mm-hmm. Like, are you struggling with high training costs? Is customer engagement a pain point? Are you looking for ways to make your supply chain more efficient?
So you're saying look at your business goals first and then see which of these tools might be the right fit.
Exactly. Yeah. For example, if you're in manufacturing and safety is like a top priority, VR training simulations could be a total game changer. Instead of putting your employees in a potentially dangerous situation for real-world training, you can create these virtual environments where they can learn and practice procedures in a safe, controlled setting.
And from what I've read, the cost savings are pretty significant. Companies are seeing reductions in training time, lower accident rates, and even a decrease in employee turnover, which is huge.
Yeah, it's true. And it's not just about saving money, though. VR training is just so much more engaging. It really taps into the way that we learn best by actually doing it. Employees are more likely to remember the information and apply it correctly when they've had the chance to experience it firsthand in a virtual environment.
For sure. And we can't forget about mixed reality, or MRway, which kind of blends the physical and digital worlds in these really interesting ways. Like, think about surgeons using MR headsets to overlay 3D anatomical models onto patients during surgery, or architects walking through a virtual building site and they can see how their plans actually fit into the real world environment.
It's pretty amazing, right? That applications for MR are still kind of emerging, but the potential is huge. Imagine field technicians using MR glasses to access real-time data and guidance while they're out there repairing equipment. Or sales teams using interactive holograms to showcase products right there in a customer space. It's all about delivering information and expertise right to where it's needed in a way that just makes sense and has a real impact.
It sounds like there's this whole range of reality-bending technology out there, each one with its own unique strengths and potential applications.
Exactly. And as these technologies evolve and start to converge even more, we're going to see even more innovative ways to use them. It's really an exciting time to be in business because we're like right on the edge of this major shift in how we work, interact, and even create value.
It is exciting. But for business leaders who are listening and thinking, okay, I get it. I see the potential, but how do I actually implement this stuff? What's like the next step?
Well, it's about going from, you know, just awareness to actually taking action.
Yeah.
So start by identifying a pilot project or two where you can try out these technologies in like a low risk environment. Could you create a VR training module for a specific job function? Could you experiment with an AR marketing campaign to showcase a product in a new way?
And don't forget about partnerships. There are tons of innovative tech companies that specialize in these areas. Working with experts can help you adopt these technologies faster and navigate all the technical complexities.
Absolutely. And it's also crucial to really encourage innovation within your organization. Let your teams explore, experiment, and share what they learn. The metaverse and Web3 are constantly changing, so staying ahead of the game means being willing to learn, adapt, and really embrace change.
It's not just about the technology itself, but also the people and the processes.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, the success of any metaverse strategy really depends on your ability to connect these technologies with your overall business goals, whether that's increasing revenue, cutting costs, managing risk, or just improving efficiency. The key is to use these tools in a strategic way to actually create value for your business and your customers.
That makes a lot of sense. So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's like one piece of advice you would give to our listeners who are ready to take on the metaverse and beyond?
I would say just embrace the unknown with a sense of curiosity and a willingness to experiment. This is a time of incredible opportunity, and those who are brave enough to explore the metaverse are the ones who are going to shape the future of business.
Great advice. It's been amazing exploring the potential of all these transformative technologies with you today. We hope this deep dive has given our listeners the knowledge and inspiration to take that next step in their own metaverse journey. The future is waiting to be built, and it's up to each of us to grab that opportunity and create something truly extraordinary. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, so as we wrap up our deep dive into the metaverse and AR, VR, MR, and Web3, let's, you know, shift gears a bit and think about what this all means for you, the business decision maker. We've talked about how these technologies are really changing industries, mm-hmm. but how can you actually use them to get ahead of the competition?
Yeah, that's the big question, right? Yeah. It's one thing to understand the concepts, but how do you actually bring these technologies into your business strategy?
Yeah.
What are some key takeaways our listeners can use?
Well, first of all, don't get overwhelmed by all the hype. Just start by figuring out where these technologies can actually make a difference in your business. You know, think about your pain points, the areas where you see potential for growth. Are you having trouble finding and keeping good employees? Could VR training help you create a more engaging and effective onboarding process? Are you looking for ways to better connect with customers? Maybe an AR-powered app could offer a more personalized shopping experience.
So it's all about finding the right tool for the job, not trying to do everything at once.
Exactly. Start small. Experiment with a few pilot projects. and gather data to see what kind of impact they have. If you're in retail, maybe try a virtual try-on feature for a specific product line and see how it goes. If you're in manufacturing, maybe pilot a VR training program for a certain task, mm-hmm. and compare the results to your traditional methods.
And don't forget about partnerships. There are so many tech companies out there that specialize in these areas, and they can really help you develop custom solutions.
Absolutely. Partnering with experts can really help you adopt these technologies faster, and it can help you deal with all the technical challenges. It's also super important to encourage a culture of innovation in your company. You know, let your teams explore these technologies, experiment with new ideas, and share what they learn. The metaverse and Web3 are constantly evolving, so to stay ahead of the curve, you have to be willing to learn, adapt, and embrace change.
Yeah, you have to be comfortable with not knowing everything.
Right.
It's not just about the technology itself. It's about the people and the processes.
Exactly. And ultimately, whether your metaverse strategy is successful or not really depends on connecting these technologies with your big picture business goals, whether that's, you know, making more money, cutting costs, managing risk, or just being more efficient. The key is to use these tools strategically to create real value for your business and your customers.
That's great advice. As we wrap up this deep dive, what's one thing you would tell our listeners who are kind of ready to jump into the metaverse?
I would say, embrace the unknown. Be curious and be willing to experiment. This is a time of incredible opportunity. And those who are brave enough to explore the metaverse are the ones who are going to shape the future of business.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's been awesome exploring all this with you today. Mm. I hope our listeners feel equipped and inspired to take that next step on their metaverse journey. The future is out there waiting to be built. And it's up to all of us to grab that opportunity and create something amazing. Thanks for listening, everyone.